Welcome to the Bobcast. We have my co-host, Candace the Wolf Slayer. And our guest today, Katie Jo.
Thank you everybody. For having me.
Heck welcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we saw you at Rachel Brooke the other day. You were hanging out at that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the Springwater.
Yes. Yep.
I had never been there before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was getting the whole history of the venue. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Was there anything interesting?
Well, just someone was explaining how they had expanded the bar, like showing me the original structure that's okay. in the front, and then they had added onto the back.
Oh, okay.
Giving me a litany of all the people that had played there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That place is a shithole, man. In the best way.
I mean, the stage was very sparkly, which I appreciate.
In the best way.
The decorations.
I love it. And the sound is good. We've already talked about that. Especially with, I've seen a lot of heavy bands there, and the sound's good.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where all have you played here?
So I've only lived here for like 6 months, but I've come to visit before I moved here a few times. So I played at D's, the Five Spot. Sometimes I go to Santa's Pub a lot and just like hang out there.
Okay, yeah.
On Sundays they have the music there. Uh-huh.
Do they have live music there on Sundays?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Santa's Ice Cold Pickers is like a house band that they have, and they'll have people come up and sing. And yeah, it's really a good time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a fun place. Yeah. Yeah.
So was it music that brought you here?
Yes. I'm from Kansas, and I lived in Los Angeles for a long time playing country music out there, but really just wanted to be in the epicenter of country music and learn how to be a better songwriter and performer, and knew some friends in town already, musicians, so it kind of was attractive to me. Post-COVID, I was living with my parents for like a year, and I was like, you know, it's time to go somewhere new and try it out.
So you packed up everything and moved to Nashville.
I did, yes.
All right.
Like many, many people before me.
And you came here for the hustle.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hell yeah. How's it been? Have you been doing songwrites and stuff with people, or...?
Yeah, just getting into the co-writing thing right now, and which is not something I had done before. Like, I was just written by myself for myself, but it's just awesome to be surrounded by people that want to like craft the art of the song all the time, everywhere throughout the city, every day. It's just very inspiring. So, yeah, kind of just getting the lay of the land currently and figuring out what I want to do. It feels like there's so much opportunity here it's really exciting.
So when you do the co-writes, it's like, have you been like going to like meet people you don't know, or has it just been friends?
It's mostly been friends, but, like the other day I was at the Legion and I was like, you know, they have the Honky Tonk Tuesdays, and I was two-stepping with someone. We were just chatting about music while we were dancing. And by the end of the dance, we're like, okay, let's do a co-write together. Like, people seem so open to it, which is new to me, I guess.
I've been like flexing that songwriting thing, muscle, working it out by writing rap, pop, anything, you know?
Yeah, I think if you're writing things that are adjacent to what you would normally write, or not even totally outside the box, it really... I don't know, opens up your creativity.
Yeah. And it's cool to like write with a purpose like that. So I've learned that I can like my last record that I'm recording right now, or the new one that I'm doing right now. I just wrote all the titles. So I wrote, I knew it was going to be called 13 More Truckin' Songs. Mm-hmm. So I just wrote all of the titles. I wrote Truckin' for Jesus, Psycho Trucker, Keep on Truckin'. You know, and I just wrote all these song titles, and then I just started writing the song to those
that's
titles.
That's a pretty cool process.
Right? Yeah. So that was cool. But I was able to do that because of the... Now it's like, okay, yeah, it's because, you know, I've been working at... that muscle out. So, and I cranked it out in like a week or something. Just sat here on the couch. Oh, wow. I wrote the whole album in like a week.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And so, and now I'm recording it. So it's sounding killer. But yeah, it's just songwriting, man. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Is it? I love it. You're gonna be in the style of like just classic old school trucking songs?
Oh yeah.
Like yeah.
Yeah. Country.
Yeah. Like Red Simpson kind of stuff.
Yes. 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 Nice. I wrote a song with Red Simpson.
You did?
The last song that he ever released was written with me.
That is amazing.
And we sang it together.
Wait, what is it called?
It's called Don't Get on the Dope Train. Yeah.
What was it like writing with Red Simpson?
Oh, it was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a funny guy, mm-hmm. you know, and he was listening to my CDs. He was like, yo, oh, Bob, I'm listening to your CDs and you sing a lot about, you know, drugs and the devil and all this. He's like, I think you need a song called, I got an idea. Don't Get on the Dope Train. And he also liked I could do the, whoa, whoa. I'm sure I just peaked everything. But when he was like, the train, you do the train whistle, you know? So it was like, he knew I could do that train mm-hmm. whistle. So he's like, don't get on the dope train. You do the whistle. We'll make it. It was cool. It was amazing. Yeah. Because he was one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Or he is. And the fact that I got to meet him and hang out with him and take him to his first Cracker Barrel, you know?
He had never been to a Cracker Barrel?
He had never been to a Cracker Barrel.
Wow. That's kind of an amazing feat.
He lived in Bakersfield.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's wild. How did that connection come about?
I think it's because I already was writing a lot. I wrote a lot of like truck, mm-hmm. like there was this methed out trucker named Mac song I wrote. And we took a riff, a lick from one of his songs as like a tip of the hat. Mm-hmm. There's like a small lick in there that's in one of his songs. And I was in Bakersfield playing a show and someone in the crowd was like, yo, Red Simpson wants to talk to you on the phone.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And I picked up the phone and you know, his voice.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, there he goes. He's like, hey, Bob. How you know? I was like, holy shit, it is Red Simpson. I didn't even know he was a real person or alive.
Right.
I didn't know I thought he was like from the 60s. Like I just, you know, you listen to people from the 60s. You don't think like, oh, that. Yeah. I just didn't picture. I didn't know if he was alive or dead. I didn't know much about him. I just loved his music. And here he was on the phone wanting to meet me for breakfast and coffee and in the morning.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah, when I rolled up, he had that song playing with that lick in it.
No way.
And he was like, the CD was playing. He wanted me to know. That he knew.
That he knew that.
But he loved it.
He
but
was flattered.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yeah. So wow. That's my Red Simpson story.
That's a pretty good story.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
We actually started writing. He was going to come up. We were going to record an album for him. Mm-hmm. And I had pitched it to him. I was like, I already wrote a song. So Red Simpson was going to have an album that was going to be called Still Truckin'.
Nice.
And I already wrote one of the songs. Mm-hmm. I played it for him. He loved it. We were gonna record the new Red Simpson record, and then he passed away. But I'm still trucking.
You're still trucking. Yeah, you're carrying on the legacy.
Yeah, with 13 more trucking songs.
Do you have a song on there called Still Trucking?
I wrote a song called Still Trucking that was released. After he died.
Got it.
Yeah. That I wrote for him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but enough about me.
I'm Katie. Really glad you shared that story because I love Red Simpson and also.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Do. Yeah, you can't not.
Yeah. I feel like so many of those like old trucker songs where like the subject matter is like really not like appropriate for modern day, but I just like love them. It's not good to be like, I don't know. Sometimes listening, I was like, yeah, this is like really great beat. And like, you know, I really feel that, you know, this guy's struggle or whatnot. And like, I've never been a trucker. Not like I can relate whatsoever. You know, you go on like a 5-hour road trip. You're like, yeah, I should be like popping pills and I don't know, doing methamphetamine and going 90-100 miles down the freeway. You're like, I'm driving a Toyota RAV4. That's like completely unnecessary.
That's what I thought too, but Red Simpson wasn't a truck driver. I asked him about that. He goes, I heard Nashville was buying trucking songs.
Yeah, they did have a moment.
He said, I go, really? He's like, I just heard Nashville was buying trucking songs. So I started writing them.
And here we are talking about how do we get mailbox money. Exactly. It's like it's the same thing.
Are they buying right now?
Right, yeah.
Exactly. But that opened my mind. Mm-hmm. And that came from one of my heroes. Right. You know, and he was like, Nashville's buying trucking songs. That's looks like image. We're writing trucking songs. Right. What do you need?
Right.
Because he could write songs, you know. So, you know. Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. Mm-hmm. We both love Red Simpson.
We do love Red Simpson.
So you, what's your, do you have any new songs you wrote recently?
Yeah, it's actually funny. One of the other reasons I kind of moved here is like start working on my next record, and I do have a trucking song on there.
You do?
Yeah, it's not, I wrote it quite a while ago, but it's called All My Money's on the Highway. And it was inspired by, actually, there's a Del McCurry song. It's a bluegrass song. It's called Asheville Turnaround. And it's a song about like this man that drives from Nashville to Asheville, North Carolina every weekend to see his girlfriend. And the song is just like about all the car trouble he has. But he's like, oh, it's worth it because, you know, we're in love or whatnot. He's talking about how his brakes are going out and he, you know, can't afford to fix everything and that gas is expensive. And so I always really loved that song. But then when I lived in Los Angeles, I was in like you probably know, like in LA, like if someone doesn't live within like 2 miles of you, you will see them once a year, like just because of the traffic and like the parking. And I was dating someone that lived, I mean, he maybe lived like 15 miles from me, just lived in Orange County. And I would drive down there every weekend to like see him. And like, I would just got so sick of being on the freeway. And I would always listen to that song. I was like, man, I don't relate to this song at all. Like, I don't want to be making this drive whatsoever. And gas is expensive. And like the traffic out here is horrible. So I wrote my own version of that song, sort of inspired by this Del McCurry song. But I wanted to turn it into like a country trucking song. It's called All My Money's on the Highway.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah.
Would you want to play it?
Yeah, we should do one for Red. Absolutely.
Let's do one for Red Simpson. And this is your new one.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It hasn't been
Thank
recorded
you.
Yet.
So you don't care if we show the world?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We play it live so at heard, shows and stuff.
You yeah. heard it. You heard it third here.
You're hearing it through Red Simpson's memory.
Right now. Here
right
we go.
Right now. Yes.
All right.
I left work quarter four, asked my boss in my highest source just to wait for my turn to turn late. Yeah, I know what I said I'd do. I drive these miles to get to you. The only day I'm on is with my road rage. Every single two-way check's gone straight into the tank. Running on E with the engine light and I can't afford to break. Maybe give me one reason to stay. All my money's on the highway. I'm sitting here grinding my teeth when I'd rather be between the sheets. Driving just as tired as the tire tread. Said nothing comes between our love but gas before and above. Saving my sweet nothings for a hybrid. Every single two-way check's gone straight into the tank. Running on E with the engine light and I can't afford to break. Baby, give me one reason to stay. All my money's on the highway. Every single two-way check's gone straight into the tank. Running on E with the engine light and I can't afford to break. Baby, give me one reason to stay. All my money's on the highway. All my money's on the highway. All my money's on the highway.
That's for you, Red.
I think Red Simpson approves.
Up in trucker heaven.
He's up in trucker heaven right now going, hell yeah.
What do you think is in trucker heaven?
Oh, my God. Definitely.
Mailbox money for sure.
No diesel trucks.
No diesel trucks.
That should be a song. Yeah. There ain't no diesel trucks in
heaven. There we go. We got to write it.
I actually already wrote it.
That's because it's a great idea.
Let's see. Well, you know, there's all the obvious ones. There's pinball machines, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot showers.
Yep. Let me think. What I mean, black coffee. I mean,
maybe Starbucks. Like maybe lot truckers lizards. Like want. Yeah.
Dude, the yeah, lot. Yeah. The lot pretty, lizards in ladies. Heaven. The lot lizards in heaven. Let me tell you.
Is that a song?
It should be. Yes.
There you go. Yeah. We'll bring it back to inappropriate right, trucking right. music.
See? It's my toxic trait. I'm just like. Why?
The lot Why? Lizards yeah. in heaven.
Lot lizards in heaven. Yeah, they're there for sure. The lot lizard angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else?
I like it.
No traffic.
Oh, there's mm-hmm. no traffic.
There's no mm-hmm. traffic. No way.
I'd like to think that the highways were paved in gold.
They are.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at the in trucker heaven, well... The pearly gates, there's when you pull in, there's a big way. It's like a way station.
Yeah.
And they weigh how heavy your load has been in life.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There yeah. we go. See, maybe we are writing a we song are. On the podcast. All right. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is a cool concept.
Right?
That would be a good
What is,
a good
yeah, song. Yeah, Trucker yeah. Heaven. Yeah. There you go.
Right. It's what just, kind of load are you bringing in?
Trucker yeah. heaven.
Trucker heaven.
How heavy was the load? When you pull into the pearly gates, they weigh your load. They're like, ooh, he's been hauling some sin.
that man has struggled.
A little bit man of sin lady. Been hauled.
Yeah. So the heavier the load, the quicker you get in.
Ooh, there you go. That's a good line.
Oh, that's I don't know. Line. I was just asking if that's how it worked.
Well, yeah.
I think we're crafting Trucker Heaven now. I think it can work however we want it to.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Maybe we should bust out the... Maybe we should go again. Yeah. Are we writing a right, song
we
now?
Are. Yeah.
Trucker Heaven? Right. I mean...
Right. What goes on the scales of justice in Trucker Heaven?
Ooh.
I
don't know.
I like... I like the... The lot lizard, the angel lot lizards. Yeah.
The lizard t-shirt. Angels.
I just want that t-shirt.
Yeah, lot lizard angel. Yeah.
Lot lizard angel.
Right. I think you could also make that progressive. Like
that is. You know?
Yeah.
I'm pro sex workers.
Yes.
Right.
You know yeah. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lot lizards yeah. angels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good times. And I can edit. I'm going to edit this. So if there's any, you know, if this is too bad.
No, this is becoming a song. There's already a merch line associated with it.
We've already got a merch line. That's true. I want that shirt. What was the line again?
Lot lizard angel.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And she's like.
Just like a giant truck, you know? Yeah.
Her?
No, just like a giant truck. She's a giant truck. It's implied.
Okay. So lot lizard. Angel, I can see yeah. the. I can see the shirt. Lot lizard mm-hmm. angel. But I'm seeing like, she's like missing some teeth. You know.
Yeah.
But she's just. Yeah. She's still got it.
She needs a redemption.
Daisy Dukes
That's
and
why
wings.
She, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
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 Everyone loves a good redemption story.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm not doing very good of with this Lot Lizard Angel song. Yeah, I'm going to be needing to do some redeeming after this podcast.
That's why you got to go see the Lot Lizard Angel, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Maybe she's like a psychic too.
Yeah, like when you're down on hard times, you just mm-hmm. need someone to guide you.
Just oh yeah, the there
lot,
you go.
The Lot Lizard Angel.
Guys, this could yeah. be a good song, actually.
It could.
It really could.
Yeah. And I mean, even if I just want a t-shirt that says that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like yeah. that. Mm-hmm. We could, yeah, I could see that in Loves.
Yeah. Now you're gonna have to have 14 more Trekker songs.
Yeah. Or no, it'll be okay. So I have 13 trucking songs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wrote that. Yeah. And then this one is 10 years later and it's 13 more trucking songs. So what we'll do is in like 5 more years, mm-hmm. it'll be 13 more trucking songs again.
Revisited. Or you should just have revisited a whole album again. That's just Trucker Heaven and about everything you find in Trucker Heaven. Well, Lizard Angel. You got the Scales of Justice.
Ooh, the Scales of Justice. Yeah.
Is that what you get when you go to heaven? Is that, that's, yeah, it's like Judgment Day, sort of, right?
St. Peter, right? Yeah. At the gate. Yeah. So it could be like.
St. Peter, the toll man.
Yeah. I think it's more like a highway patrolman up there going, you were speeding your whole life.
Yeah.
They just have a bunch of tickets.
You die, right? You die, and you go up to heaven, and the clouds clear, and it's just a highway patrolman going with his ticket book.
Yeah. Just writing tickets. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's funny. Buttercup's just running around like a maniac.
Yeah, she keeps jumping up in my lap.
She's looking at me just dead, just like, what are you doing?
When I first moved to Nashville, within the first week, I got into a car accident and totaled my car. I feel I don't know, like maybe this is just my experience. So I feel like Nashville has this weird like trial baptism by fire sort of thing.
The first week I lived here, I got rear-ended, really? Hit and run.
Wait, what? Yeah. It wasn't 6 months ago, was it? Because I rear-ended someone.
Oh, my God. It was you.
And you took off.
No. I stuck around because I want to go to Trucker Heaven. Okay, no. I want to go to Trucker Heaven.
I was like, this was my hit and run?
Oh, but that's awful.
Yeah. The first week I was here.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's crazy. That happened. Yeah, I think it's a rite of passage for Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, my car fits in a little better now. Too, you know, right? The bumper's all fucked up. I'm like, okay, there we go. Crazy. And but they totaled yours.
It was a terrible situation. They like, there wasn't a whole lot of damage to the car, but like enough that they needed to fix the front bumper. But once it was just like a bad mix of circumstances, because I live out in like near White's Creek, like out in the country.
Okay.
And I had just moved out of my parents' house, so I didn't have like, for whatever reason, I didn't have like car rental coverage. So I move here and like my car's in the shop for like a month before they tell me it's totaled, and I have like no way to get around like into town. Shit. And then they're like, yeah, it's totaled. So they just like cut me a check and I had to figure out how to buy a new car. Not great.
It's like Mad Max around here.
It is great. Yeah, I don't
and everyone's bumpers are hanging off and like the doors are like bungee corded shut.
I don't know.
Why is that?
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. All right. No idea what you guys are talking about. She pulls up. She's like, I just got in a hit and run. I got to take it to the... I got it. I'm just pounding it out. Just out there with a hammer. Her bumper's just screwed on right now. I got it.
And then I got rear-ended again a couple weeks ago, but the guy stuck around this time.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. That's awful.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is going to happen around here. Just getting used to getting rear-ended. Welcome to Nashville.
Nashville is a contact sport.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're musicians. Everything's DIY, including.
Well, there's all those vehicles. Like turn the there's the highway circle around the city, right? So there's all these like on ramps and off ramps that are kind of crazy. Yeah, yeah, you got to get on quick and you got to get off quick. You got to
get like over four lanes of traffic constantly. Yeah.
I know. I don't understand it. I don't know how to get around. I'm scared to drive.
You can get places quick, but you gotta have I don't know. You gotta be tough though. Mm-hmm.
Her daughter's learning to drive now. So
really
it's kind of scary to like teach her here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. Is she in driver's ed or just like
we're just teaching her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you gonna play a Red Simpson while she drives around?
Hell yeah.
I know.
Yeah. That would be very scary.
Yeah, to learn. Mm-hmm. But if you and I've driven in a lot of cities just being on tour, mm-hmm. you know, and I would say that this is an advanced level, you know.
Yeah.
Paris is a pretty advanced level. Like I've been in Paris sometimes where cars are just like backwards, forwards, sideways. I'm like, mm-hmm. what are we even? How do you get out of this?
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
You saw that?
Oh, that was crazy, yeah.
I've been stuck there where I'm just like, what is even happening? Yeah. And where do we go?
Everyone's right. going in different directions, like in an intersection. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's just kind of like a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. What are the rules here? I don't know.
But I'd say Nashville is an advanced kind of dangerous level. Because also everyone's in a rut. You notice they're just really like in a rush.
Right.
Yeah.
Going everywhere. Unless you're like trying to buy something in a grocery store, then it's really slow.
They have to tell their life story.
Then it's a life conversation. Uh-huh. Yeah. But when they get in the car, it's... You ask them a question.
They spend so much time talking, they're behind.
Yeah, they got to make up for time. Like.
Yeah. I have a few friends like that in this town. It's like you get in a car with them and you're like, I'm like holding on. But everything's a rush, but you're trying to leave their house and you ask one question and they go on a 30-minute story about how the grocery store down the street. Now, let me tell you about, you know, and then it's like all of a sudden we're not in a rush anymore.
I don't know.
You love in Nashville?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Just the energy of being in a relatively small town, but like full of people trying to do the same thing, like, and people that are working hard and creative is really cool.
Crafting songs. We got to write a song together. We should do it.
Let's do it.
A trucking song. I mean, actually, we already started.
We did.
We're going to have to. We're going to write that down. We're going to. Hey, guys, the next time that we do, let's make a on air. The next time Katie Joe is on the podcast, all right, we're playing one of our trucker songs we wrote.
All right.
Yeah. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
So we can't do another podcast until
we write the song.
Until we write that song.
All right.
All right, cool.
I'm down.
And we already have this video taped and recorded, so all those lines.
I signed the release form. I think that was on there.
That was on there.
Yeah,
so
that was on there. Yeah.
I actually
must write a trucker song.
Actually own that now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to do it.
All right, let's hear the tune.
This is Pawn Shop Queen. Thank you.
this beauty lives beyond a dental scratch. I kept it on perfectly intact. Here I am upon Shockwave, ball gown ripped right down the sea, precious diamond. All this grace in a pile of shame.